We're at Ag Day, and we're talking today with Butch McComas from Oklahoma Ag Credit. And Butch, you've got a couple of months now under your belt of the new merged entity. Two groups just a few months ago, now a single organization, Oklahoma Ag Credit. How has the merger worked out?
The merger's been working very well. The employees have come together really well. The directors have come together. The cultures are merging. We've formed a very strong financial organization, a little over $1 billion, $1.1 billion in total loans, and strong capital base, and really excited about the organization we formed.
What was the thought process leading up to the merger?
The two boards got together to begin with because it was an easy fit. We had a lot of common territories. We had about 17 or 18 counties that were common to both organizations. Just made sense to merge the two so that we could combine our strength and combine our employees to better serve agriculture in the eastern 60 counties of Oklahoma.
What's the ag credit landscape today, versus 5 or 10 years ago?
Well, today we're starting to see a little bit of financial stress in agriculture due to the grain prices, the grain price weakness, and some weakness in the cattle markets, and we're starting to see a little bit in a few areas some softening of real estate values. But over the last 10 years, agriculture has been very profitable. Our borrowers are financially strong, and we'll be able to to get through this storm quite easily.
As you brought the groups together, I know you were kind of looking at what's ahead, how you can best serve agriculture in the days ahead. What is the vision that's out in front of you?
The vision in front of Oklahoma Ag Credit is just that, to serve our territory as best we can. We put together an organization that's strong enough to do that. We can handle some of the largest credits in Oklahoma, and yet we still handle the very smallest credits in Oklahoma. We just tried to put together two well-run organizations, very strong organizations, to put together an organization that can withstand some of these downturns in agriculture and still serve our customers.